This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse is calling for an investigation into the Trump administration's move to dismantle the Boulder-based National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR. Neguse says a whistleblower alleges White House budget officials improperly tried to sell parts of NCAR to a private, for-profit company. If that's true, Neguse argues it violates federal law and would be a conflict of interest. He sent a letter this week to the National Science Foundation's Inspector General demanding an independent investigation. The U.S. sled hockey team is poised to make history at the Paralympic Games in Italy. If they win the semifinals tomorrow, they'll play for their fifth straight gold medal on Sunday. The team trained in Superior, Colorado. Declan Farmer plays forward.
There's no pressure greater than like the pressure we'll put on ourselves. That pressure isn't necessarily just to like win gold. It's to be the best team we can be. We've worked really hard. I don't think we have any regrets in like how we've approached our preparation. So it really just comes down to executing and the tiny amount of time you get to show your stuff on the ice.
The USA sled hockey team has outscored their opponents 34-2 in these Olympics. Forecasters say strong winds will diminish somewhat across the Front Range, but more is on the way. The winds also closed schools and major highways this morning. The gusts over 90 miles per hour in some places led to planned power outages. Meanwhile, Xcel Energy says they're planning for more possible outages around 2 p.m. on Saturday for Boulder and Jefferson counties. Officials hope for conditions to improve Saturday evening. This is CPR News.